continuing in the Sefer Tomer Devorah. We're in the second Midah. The first one we said, Miel Kamocha, what God is like you that can suffer such humiliation, such embarrassment when we do the Averas. That we spoke about last week. Now we're moving on to the second Midah, which is Nose Avon. Again, we're going through the Yud Gimel Midos. Nose Avon means to carry our sins. We have to say he's not Mevater on our Averas. He doesn't say, okay, I'll forgive you for free. No. He'll forgive us, he'll suspend the punishment, he'll carry the Avera, so to speak, hold it until he exacts justice. That's the simple pshat. Now we're going to see the Tomer Devorah's Chiddush here. Vehare zegodol miyakodem. This midah is bigger than the first one. Okay? And the simple pshat is, as we're going to see, is because the first midah is before you're sinning against Hashem, or while you're planning the Avera, or while doing the Avera. That is one level of patience, savlanut, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to have for us. While we're doing the Avera, we're planning to do the Avera, He gives your mind the koach to think, and your limbs the ability to do the Avera, to plan against Him. Now we're talking about after the sin has been done and the punishment needs to come. And still, He's holding on. This is bigger than the first one. It's easier before, because He hasn't done it yet. He's just planning stages. But now in the second Midah, the guy's already done it. He's did the Avera, the rebellion against Hashem, and still Hashem is taking care of him. So that's why it's bigger than the first. Sha'arei. Lo ya'ase ha'adam avon shelo yivra mashchis. This is now, he's going into a deeper understanding of the Avera. More of a Kabbalistic understanding. He says, when you do an Avera, you create a destructive angel, a malach of destruction. Kiditznani brings a riot from Pirkei Avos. Ha'over Avera echas kanolo kategor echad. When you do an Avera, you acquire for yourself one prosecutor, a DA who is going to be attacking you, cross-examining you. That's what you created. So now we're learning from the Tomer Devorah, there's actually a mashchis, someone who wants to hurt you, that she's created. V'hare, oto kategor, this prosecuting angel, omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stands in front of Hashem, v'omer, and he says, ploni asani, George made me. George, that Avera guy, he made me. Ve'ein bria mitkayemes ba'olam ela b'shifo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course we have the axiom that there is no creation in the world that is not sustained by Hashem's giving him life. Hashem gives everybody life, even the destructive things. If so, ve'hare ha'mashchis hazeh omed lefanav. This mashchis, this destroyer, is standing in front of Hashem. U'bema mitkayem. How is he alive? What gave him life? Hadin notein. It's logical, or it's fitting, that it should be Sheyomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should talk to this guy, this mashchis, and say, Eini zan mashchisim. I do not feed, I do not support you destructive angels. It's not my business. Yelech etzel misha asov yitparnes mimeno. Go to the guy who made you, and let him pay the bill. I'm not paying your bills, these bills. This is what Hashem should be saying to this mashchis who's standing there and saying, George just made me. Please pay the bill. He goes, I'm not paying you. You go to the guy to get, let him pay you. He did the Avera, let him pay. Here we go. V'haya ha-mashchis yored miyad. This mashchis, this angel, should go down immediately to this world. V'notel nishmaso. And kill the guy. Take his life. That'll support my life. I'm made to destroy. That's what I do, right? This is the mashchis. Go and kill the guy who made you. That's what you're made to do. Go kill him. If he did something, it's chayv misa. O korto, give him kares. Excise him, spiritual excision. O na nena shalav kifi onsho. Or give him isurim, whatever punishment he deserves. Go give it to him. That's what God should have told this mashchis. You go take it. I'm talking about my business. I'm not getting involved. I'm not cleaning up his mess. It's not my business. Ad sheit batel amashkes hahu. Until this mashkes disappears or is nullified, meaning to say his existence has been actualized. That's what should have happened. Ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh kein. But Hashem does not do this. Ela noseh v'sovel ha'avon. He himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, carries this mashkes, carries the punishment himself, supports the mashkes, and has to tolerate the sin that was done against him. He was the one who was, it should be offended if we could use those terms for Hashem. U'kamosha hu zan ha'olam kulo. The way, the same way that Hashem supports the tzaddikim and the entire Bria, the way it makes our heartbeats and our lungs and our brains and whatever is going to make you excited about Hashem's running the world. The same way He does that for the tzaddik, He does that for this mashkis, for this destructive thing, to support the Russia, the Avera guy, us. That's what He's doing. Zan mefarnes hamashkes, just like he's mefarnes everything else. Ad shiye echad mishlosh dvarim, until one of three things takes place. This is how Hashem, how long a leash Hashem has. O yashuv hachote b'tshuva, and he's going to keep this mashkes in abeyance until the guy who did the aver, George. Is there anybody George here? Perfect. George does tshuva. And that tshuva will destroy v'yechaleu v'yatplei. O sheyashuv achote b'tshuva v'yachileu v'yebatleu. Until the guy does tshuva, and that will kill this mashkes himself. That'll kill him. Because that's what tshuva does. Tshuva's a miracle thing. It's a thing that was Hashem made before the 6 days of creation, 7 days of creation. He made it before the Ma'aseh Bereishis. This idea that tshuva can go and fix everything. You do tshuva, and whatever avera you did disappears, and the mashkes that you created is nullified. He's gone. Okay, and if you do tshuva me'ava, we'll see next week. If you do tshuva from love, not because you're afraid of getting caught, it'll be as if this mashkes never existed, the aver never existed before. But we'll get there next week. Or, if the guy is b'sigufav, I'm sorry, what, how did I read this wrong? B'tshuva v'chalei v'apalei b'sigufav. If a guy does tshuva, okay, I read it improperly, let me fix it again. Three things have to happen. Number one, the guy does tshuva, v'yichaleu, v'yivatleu, b'sigufav. You do tshuva, some averas, tshuva is not enough, is what he's saying over here. Some severe averas, just doing tshuva, doesn't erase the sin completely and the punishment. You may need Yom Kippur, depending on what type of avera it was. You may need Isurim, physical suffering that God sends on you, or you bring upon yourself, fasts, tanesim, different things you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam. So this guy, if he wants to fully do tshuva, number one way that gets rid of this mashkes, and Hashem is supporting this guy until the guy does tshuva, is he does tshuva, and if need be, he accepts upon himself sigufav. Sigufav means he accepts personal afflictions. He stays up late at night, stops sleeping, doesn't eat as much, or fasts, whatever it is. That gives him full kapara. Full kapara. And second option, Yivatleu shofet atzedek biyisurim mumisa. Hashem will judge you at some point, and what's He going to do? He's going to give you punishments not in your control. He'll send disasters to you and suffering and illness, etc., and maybe even death. Some people, some averas, you actually have to die in order to get the proper kapara for that sin. Number three, oyelch behegehenem. If it's not going to happen in this world and in death, and still the guy's not going to do tshuva, the aver is so severe, he's going to have to go to Gehenna. V'sham yifrachovo. And over there, he'll pay off his bill. Meaning to say, he'll get rid of this mashkes. That'll pay off the bill to the mashkes, the suffering in Gehenna. Those are the three things that are why Hashem is allowing this destructive angel to live. He's giving us a chance, on some level, to fix it ourselves. Well, the difference is, what type of tzaddik are we dealing with? We're even dealing with the mashkes was, it has been created because you did an avera, not you. Somebody did an avera. Okay, you're a good boy. Guy does an avera, creates a mashkes. That mashkes' job is now to destroy, to hurt, to inflict on the person who made him punishment, right? Or prosecute, the way the Pirkei Avos says it. And now Hashem is not going to let him do that. Hashem is going to keep letting him live without letting him punish, do his mission. He's going to keep him in abeyance, suspended animation. Until one of three things happens. The guy gets to point himself and does tshuva and does whatever it does to take care of that mashkes and remove him from the world by tshuva. Or Hashem will send Isurim to this guy and make him suffer and maybe even kill him to get rid of the guy. That's in this world. And if it doesn't work in this world, then in the next world, in Gehenim, that suffering in Gehenim will take care of this mashkes. Okay? But, yes?
But to the point being that any of those three actions, basically, instead of the angel causing the destruction, it's either the person or Hashem causing the destruction, instead of the angel, might have caused the bigger destruction. Is that
correct? Correct. Because if the angel goes and this destructive angel causes the very excellent Avraham Meir, it's over. If you created the angel, boom, the din is the angel goes and chops your head off, whatever it is, whatever you need to get punished for. You did an aver that's high of Malchus, he'll make a beam fall off the thing and knock you in the back.
Din.
What?
Din.
Din. But Hashem is going to push that off. Hashem is pushing that off. That's part of the chesed of Hashem. And now he brings a raya from the pasuk, v'hainu she'amar Kain, and this is what Cain, after he killed his brother, this is what he said to Hashem: Gadol avoni minso, is my avera so great to be born, to be carried? That's what Cain said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Upirshu rabotenu zichronam levracha, Chazal teaches us in the Tanchuma, Kol ha'olam kulo atasovel. This is what Cain was saying to Hashem. The entire world you can suffer through and sovel and suffer tolerate. Yirtzeh zanu mefarnes. If you want, Hashem, you could go and support and sustain me and sustain my sin. Va'avoni, this is the pasuk in Bereishis. Kaved, my sin is so big. She'ein atayechol lesovlo. You're not able to take care of me, Perush, leparnaso. You can't mefarnes, float the bill, pay the bill for my aver that I just killed my brother. You can do everything, God. Let me live. Don't kill me. Ad she'ashuv etaken. Until I'm, this is all the Medrash Tanchuma he's bringing. Until I do tshuva and fix the sin that I just did in Cain. Arezum midas savlonos gedola. With so, we see here tremendous mida of patience, great patience. Sheyazun v'yefarnes bria ra'a. Hashem will go and sustain and support this evil creation. Shebara hachote that you yourself made ad sheyashuv. Until you do tshuva. There has to be a positive here on some level. But the example that Rabbi Mandel gave to try to explain this is if, God forbid, my kid gets into a gambling problem and he has a bookie, one of those guys who takes the bets, or a drug addict, chas v'shalom. And now there's a big bill to pay. We owe the bookie all the money. And my kid doesn't have the money. So says Rabbi Mandel, not only do you have to deal with your son, you have to pay off the bookie? Yes, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. He's paying off the drug dealer, the debts of the kid. This mashkis that wants to go and break the kid's kneecaps, that's what they do, the bookies. So they do, they don't want to kill the guy, because they want to get his money. If he kills the guy, he's not going to get his money, so he breaks his knees. Very painful. So says Ron Mandel, that's the mashal here. We have to pay off the kid's debts, all of the bookie that he created, this horrible thing that he created. Fine. Let's continue in the Tomer Devorah. Yilmod ha'adam. A person has to learn. Now we have to learn from this. Kama tzarech she'yeh savlan. How much you have to be a sovel. Person has patience. Lizbol ol chavero. V'ra'o sav. To be able to withstand the bad things that your friend does to you, all the evil things that he did bad to you, shehera, that he did evil to you, ad shir kazet, to such a degree, shadain ras o kayemes, the evil things that he's doing to you is still happening, shechat anegdo, he did bad to you personally, v'hu yizbo, and you suffer through it, ad shiitakin chavero, till your friend fixes the problem that he did. Oh, and she is batel may love, until the thing just disappears, the bad thing that he did to you just goes away on its own, the kayotze. This is the opposite. This is mamish the opposite of the way God made us. This is mamish the opposite. The Chazon Ish in Sefer Emunah V'Bitachon, he writes about the praise in this midah about the guy who owns a store, a little store, and across the street a competitor opens it up legally, halachically legally. Let's say he had rishus to open up the store. He wasn't stealing his business. But what does the normal guy do? He does everything he can, make bigger advertising, bigger signs, bigger everything, trying to make it that this guy who opened up the store across the street goes down, lower the prices, close out sale, whatever it is, just to bury the guy. Says the Chazon Ish, the opposite is what we have to do. He says, you know what? Kedusha comes into the world when your competitor opens up a store and you go and help the guy. You think he's doing evil to you and you have the savlanus to go and help the guy. Help him. Help your competitor. Does anybody think like that? No, I just want to kill him. I just want to wipe him out. Whatever we have to do. We'll suffer losses, but he's going down. That's the way God made us. And that's the, and our job as Jews is to mamish do the opposite. To become the thing that made us not like us. To become people who actually go out of their way. Here, the rabbi is also looking to recruit. I'm going on a recruiting trip now to go get kids. And there's the rabbis there in the airport. And I look at him mean. Say, I'm going to get the good kids, not you. It's a big stupid joke. Who are we kidding? Who the heck are we kidding? Seriously. I'd rather help the guy. Help the guy. Help him. Help him. Help him. He's not a Russia. Adarabba, we're talking to the guy who was a Russia. I should help him. I should take care of him. I'll tell you one story. Gosh. This is a little bit hard, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. I don't think Rabbi Wegbert even knows this one. I'll tell you why. This was in the old base medrash in the Churva. Rabbi Wegbert, you don't know if you know, you don't know the story. I should turn off the tape for this one. I went to the toilet. The guy in front of me urinated all over the seat. How do you know? It was an old little toilet where the Churva Shul is now. Whoever was there remembers. Guy urinated on the seat. I wasn't sure. It took me a few days to figure out exactly who the guy was. It took me a few days. It took me 3 days to find out who it was. And I'm cleaning up the damn seat every day. Huh? No. It was for at least 10, 15 years. A long time. So I go to Rabbi Green. I said, I got him. Rabbi Green never went to that toilet ever. 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 Never went to that toilet. Always ran home. How do you know this story? I never talked to you about this. I ran to Rabbi Green. I said, I got the guy. Let's get him now. I'm going to go get him. I know for sure who it is. I'm going to go give him some mussar. Tell him to clean up his urine off the chair. I'm cleaning it up already for 3 days. And it's not pleasant. What does Rabbi Green say to me? I'm sorry. You're not going to do that. I said, why? He says, it looks as though you're angry about this. He said, I feel terrible. He said, apologize to me 15 times that I have to go into that toilet and sit in the chair. Apologize to me 15 times. I said, okay, let me go get the guy. Nope. You can't do it. It'll be too humiliating for him. He won't be able to handle it. And you're angry. And you're upset. You can't be the one to do the job anyway. I said, okay, maybe I'll find someone like Rabbi Wegbright who doesn't, he's not upset. Let me tell him. Let me tell him he's okay with it. A little urine doesn't bother him. I can't take it. He says, you're not the man for this job. You can't do it. I said, okay, I can't do it. But let me get Rabbi Wegbright to do it. Because you can't tell him. He doesn't know who it is. Can't do that. He said, it's going to be okay. Keep cleaning the toilet. You keep cleaning the toilet and come back to me. You remember the toilet? You know about this? How do you know? I couldn't believe he told me that. He said, you have to be a little bit more patient. A little bit more patient. You're not a patient person. Calm down, clean the toilet and sit down. It'll be fine. Nothing's going to happen here. You're not embarrassing anybody. It's not going to happen. And I guess I did go to Rabbi Wegbert. I was in trauma. This was a traumatic experience. Every time I went into the toilet, I knew what was going to happen. I knew. And I was so, it took so long for me to calm down, to realize it's going to be okay. You just go, clean it up, and finish. Everything's going to be all right. Nothing's going to happen. Be patient. Have savlanus. And the truth is, if I did talk about Rabbi Wegbert, I definitely didn't tell you who it was, did I? This Rabosai is what changes a person. There's no question about it. When you stop getting angry about these things, and you start realizing, this is money for me. This guy peeing on the seat is going to make me into a mensch, make me into God, turn me into a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the IPO. This is where the money is. You're getting angry? Thank God I had a Rebbe who sat me down and said, put your face right into the urine. Enjoy. Enjoy. This is money for you. You're going to grow now. You're going to grow. You will not be able to solve the problem. You're not solving anything. The problem is you. That's what he was telling me. The problem is me. He said, you're going to clean it up every day. And not only that, he told me that if I get there before someone else, I have to make sure no one finds out who he is. You have to make sure, he said to me, that no one catches this guy. You clean it up before anybody finds out who it is. I was in yeshiva for about a year and a half, 2 years at the time. It was one of the most traumatic things that ever happened to me, that I was told to cover up for a urinator. Painful. But I'm telling you, what we're learning here from the Tomer Devorah is, when you do this, you're going to become like God. You're going to become like God. This is His midah, savlanus, patience, as opposed to get him, shoot him, put him in his place. Look what he's doing. He's a public nuisance. Nuisance! No. Those are the things that mamish, the guy who annoys the heck out of you and aggravates you and does bad to you. That's where the money is. That's where the spiritual growth is. Are you going to go down and just be the thing that God made us, regular humans? Or are you going to become lofty like Hashem? That is the message of the Tomer Devorah. The book is mamish, this is power. But to live it is a whole different life. You start realizing, why does it bother me? What's happening inside me? Who am I? You start to develop an understanding of what you are and what you want to become. You hear what I'm saying? The truth is, we can medayik. If he would have told me, if I wouldn't have been so upset, he would have let me get the guy. He definitely told me that. If I wouldn't have been so angry about it, he would have let me go zap him. Maybe it's a bad diuk. Maybe it was legufe, no diuke. We could say that also. Huh? I said, I'm taking privately. Tell him, take him privately. No one's going to know. To give the guy tochacha. He can't pee all over the place. What is this? Huh? Whatever it is, I don't know. His cheshbon was clear what he told me. You're going to change here. This urine is your birthday. That's what he said to me. Your gift. This is your gift. Welcome to Birkas HaTorah. Slach, everybody.